If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Instagram could make a huge change that would actually probably end the idea of the influencer as we know it. They're not testing it yet, but right now Instagram says that they're exploring ways to reduce pressure on Instagram. It's something that they're always thinking about. And one of the app engineers shared that it's possible that this is like part of Instagram's back end. It's written in the code that they could hide the likes from people scrolling through Instagram. So let's say I post something on Instagram. Yeah. It gets 500 likes, let's say. Nobody else will be able to see how many people liked it. I'll be able to see because I'm the person who posted it, but nobody will be able to see how many likes other people are getting on their Instagram posts.
That's kind of frustrating, no?
Why?
Well, because you have all these likes and no one can see it.
But she can.
She can. I don't know. You want to screen from the rooftop. Like, if you put together a good post, you want to get the credit that you deserve, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like this is going to sound so shallow, but I love seeing how many people like my posts, and I can still see that with this new algorithm. I'll be able to see that, but at the same time, if I post something that's just total fire, I want the world to see how many likes it got as well.
I actually really love this idea. I mean, as we know, social media is causing so many like mental health issues in people of all ages, especially young people. But I think like adults, like everybody is dealing with it. And we're always comparing ourselves based on what's going on social media. And this was actually Kanye West's idea. I think like a couple, maybe like a year ago or 6 months ago, he said, you shouldn't be able to see how many likes things are getting because we don't really like evolve in a way when we're doing this too. Because it's just like the popular things remain popular, you know, because people are liking things based on how much other people like things.
And that's why we post.
Other people are deciding for us.
Yes.
It's funny that you say this is Kanye West's idea. My next question was actually going to be, do you think Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian, or his sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner, two of the biggest stars on Instagram, do you think they would go for this?
I'm not sure whether they'd be okay with it or not.
I don't think they would be. I'm not sure either.
I mean, it wouldn't be the end of like popular things or ideas or people. We would still see the photographs of Kim Kardashian. We just wouldn't see how many people are obsessed with it. So maybe fewer people would follow along the Kardashians because they don't. It's everybody wants to fit in. You know what I mean? So people are jumping on the bandwagon. So when they see like, oh, this is obviously something that is very popular in pop culture right now. Maybe I'm supposed to like it too. Like we're kind of being told what we should like and what we should love.
Kind of like that point actually because there's a lot of things that I would love to like on Instagram.
But you don't want people to see it.
Exactly. So now I can like as many wrestling posts as I want. Perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. And we could
no
see
shame.
Like a huge shift in the things that are considered to be popular and the things that are making a lot of money, you know. But I mean right now a lot of people, I mean I say a lot of people, but like the influencer is a whole new profession that we had never really heard of or understood.
You'd be crushing thousands of kids' dreams now if they can't become influencers, what are they going
to
be?
Let's go to school for something now.
They'd have to be influencers in a different way, I guess. I guess considering you can still see the likes personally, you could still sell that to companies and say, I see how many likes it's getting.
Take a screenshot and then post that on Instagram, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Can you
imagine? There's always a way around it. We know that.
Anyway, they're not even testing it yet, but it's something they're considering. And I actually do really like that they're taking the amount of pressure people feel from social media seriously and that they are wanting to reduce that. I think that's amazing.
I hate liking stuff. I don't like it.
Shocker.
Like, well, no, because if I'm following
in real life, and online.
If I'm following you, I'm already interested. But the whole idea of like scrolling through and clicking on a heart button just because you like it, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, no?
Okay.
No, it lets people know that you're thinking of them. It's a nice gesture. It's not that hard.
Until I unfollow you, I'm still thinking of you. You pop up on my timeline.
You don't have to like things if you don't choose. That's the beauty of it, too. Nobody's forcing you to like things.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So I don't know if you guys are going to find this to be a shocker or not, but they did a survey recently and they discovered that millennials are more likely to lie on their resume than any other generation of people who are in the workforce.
Not shocked.
No.
Not in the slightest.
You know, the first thing I think is like it's hard right now. The job market is tough, so maybe they feel like they need to lie a little bit more often on resumes. I don't know.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like that's a millennial way to... sorry to say, it's a little bit of an entitlement thing where they think they can get away with it and it's okay and it's no big deal, which it really is.
But I agree that it's a big deal and I agree that you should never lie on a resume. But you got to remember, like, millennials, their parents' generation, it was a lot easier for them to go out and get jobs. Like, they could literally just put in the work, get the education, and they were pretty much, like, guaranteed to go out and get a job eventually. And it's proving to not be the case for millennials. So I definitely feel for them in that way. But I have never lied on a resume and I can't imagine doing it.
Well, as someone who has, I can tell you, it's not a big deal. And I think and I think more people than not, maybe not lie, but you sway your words and you basically customize your resume to whoever's reading it. And you want to make yourself appear to be the best version of yourself as possible. If that means bending some truths, then so be it.
Customize, yes. I get customized because if I'm applying for a job where I'm, say, like working with food and working with people, I'm going to like bring those skills forward. I'm going to bring that job history forward to say, like, look, I have like relevant experience to this particular job. But it doesn't mean you lie.
There's a difference between bending the truth and making up the truth.
Exactly.
Well,
I don't think you can bend the truth at all. I think you can highlight different things, but I don't think you can bend the truth or lie.
Look, employers are not going to fact check every single line in your resume, you know? And if you know that you're going to make yourself sound better by adding in a couple lines and you know that they're not going to back check that, then why wouldn't you? You're putting your best foot forward. You're faking it till you make it. You're overachieving in your mind, but I think that's just part of playing the game. Like, you're in the workforce that's competitive and you want to put your best foot forward.
Did you lie on your resume when you went to get this job?
You'll never know.
Come on, you're years into this job. Come on, you can tell us.
I basically spruced up my other jobs. You know, you add descriptions, like line descriptions in your other jobs to make yourself sound more important than you are. That's what people do every day.
To make yourself sound more important. So you like said you were a manager when you weren't a manager, for example.
As an example.
How do you sleep at night, though?
Very like, well. I got the job and no one has to know. It's under the rug and that's it. You move on.
First of all, I don't think you're right when you say that you think most people lie in their resumes. You can text us this morning at 92925.
Most people are not 100% honest and transparent on their resumes.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm so careful. Like, I wouldn't be able to sleep. My stomach would hurt. What if they started to fact check these things? Like, what if they asked me questions about things I didn't know while I was in an interview?
Stick with the
sweating.
Lie.
Oh, my God.
Stick with it. Stay consistent.
You actually research your lie. Research your lie.
You know, I'm surprised how many people are actually agreeing you at 92925. Simona wrote 100% with Sam on this. You have to make yourself look better than the normal, and since you are already awesome, no lying.
I don't know. I'm surprised too, though. This one says, Nikki, you need to understand we don't live in a perfect world, and sometimes you need to bend some rules if you want to get ahead. I've never bent that rule. I never saw that as an option, lying on a resume.
Maybe you're playing it too safe. Like, you have to give yourself a bit more credit, and sometimes what you do in a job means one thing to you, but the way you word it can come across differently
to
someone
else. Are you
saying
I'd be more successful had I lied on my resume, Sam?
You never know.
Okay.
Now.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
Okay.
Let me have your resume. I'll give you some
career advice from Sam this morning. Thank you for that. Christine, what do you think of people lying on their resumes?
I think everybody does it.
What?
Really? Christine?
Oh, yeah. No, everybody does it. The thing is, when you interview them, you get to see if they're telling the truth or not because you can question them. But I'm telling you, everybody does it.
Really?
I do. As a matter of fact, I'm interviewing today, and I tell you, I've done it like many a times, and the people that come in, they lie on their resumes. They just make it look bigger than it is.
Do you blame them for doing so?
Not at all.
Oh, wow.
You have to get in the door. No, seriously, you have to get in the door.
Okay.
Why? Wow. Why? I guess like millennials were taught this then. It's like not even their fault.
Exactly. I don't agree with it per se, but you have to get in the door. And if you look at a resume and it's just totally blah, I'm not even going to consider you.
But shouldn't we be teaching kids that you should go become more skillful in things so that your resume can be honest instead of teaching them to lie to get in the door?
No. So I'm not saying lie. What I think Sam was saying is you make it look better. You know, like you spruce it up.
You embellish.
You don't want to... Exactly.
That sounds like lying to me. I don't know.
I don't agree. I honestly, I think everybody does. I've seen resumes and the ones that are totally ridiculous, like, oh yeah, did you really do all that? You know, like volunteering here and doing all this stuff. You totally know that. But the ones that are just adding a few little embellishments to make themselves look like they're worthy.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Christine, for listening, and thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what? It starts with a lie on a resume, and you end up like Aunt Becky on your way to jail for paying your kid's way into college. That's what happens, Sam.
Give me the money to do that first, and then we'll talk.
If you have a child anytime soon, call me in 18 years, okay? Because you're going to be on your way to jail.
I like this text. Someone said resumes are like dating profiles.
Oh.
And we all know
nobody
writes.
No way.
Excuse me.
My dating profiles have always been honest, too.
You're just a perfect person.
No, I'm not. I just tell the truth. You know that. Like, brutally honest.
Well, when I was on my online dating profile, I was perfect. And it was all the
you
truth.
You were perfect. Yeah. No flaws.
No flaws.
Okay.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, yeah, we normally do this on Mondays, but today's kind of like Monday for a lot of people who had Monday off, right?
It's Monday Junior, Monday Senior. Whatever.
All right, Sam, why don't you start and tell us something good this week?
Okay, so doing this requires absolutely no effort, and it could make you healthier and wealthier, but only 8% of people actually do this.
Okay. Really?
Are you one of these people? All you got to do is take your clothes off.
What?
Before you go to sleep.
Get naked.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So lowering your skin temperature increases your depth of sleep and reduces the number of times you wake up in the night, number one. Number two, it helps you manage stress because proper rest helps to restore your normal cortisol level.
Mm-hmm.
So your stress is under control. It helps you look younger because it improves blood circulation.
What?
Yes. And as well, it just gives you confidence because when you sleep naked, I mean, you wake up with that sort of, you know, pep in your step where you're like, you made it through the night.
What if it's too cold, though?
Put a blanket on.
Put an extra layer on. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
I would like to say that as somebody who does sleep naked, I'd also like to tell you that I'm 59 years old. So there you go.
It's
it works.
See, anti-aging.
Look great.
I'm not wealthy yet, but I'm on my way, hopefully.
Okay, Andy, tell us something good.
You know, when I saw this headline, I actually thought it happened in Montreal. Here's the headline. An ambulance hit a pothole and it saved a patient's life. So here's the full story. It was a 59-year-old guy near Omaha, Nebraska. It wasn't Montreal after all. He was having heart palpitations at work last week and an ambulance took him to the hospital. It was about a 20-minute drive. And at one point, his heart rate got dangerously high, like 200 beats a minute, which is really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he's okay because an ambulance hit a giant pothole in the middle of the road and it jolted his heart back into its proper...
way.
Yes. It basically did what those electric paddles do, you know, clear.
Yeah.
That's basically what the pothole did to his heart. It's really rare, but stuff like this has been reported as to happening before. That's all his doctors had said, but they have said that pothole guy is back at home. He's fine. He spent a day in hospital. That was it.
Well, there are plenty of opportunities for that to happen here in Montreal.
Right?
Yeah. Ambulances,
we could save like a million lives a year.
Exactly.
Don't even take him to the hospital. Just drive around.
Yeah, take the long way.
Yeah.
Take the long way. All right, this is good news. You're not alone if your husband or boyfriend doesn't listen to you. There's a little bit of bad news. The bad news is they really are not listening to you. They've done some new research, and the average man can only listen to his partner talk about their feelings for 6 minutes. That's
a week,
it.
A week, a month?
At a time. So he can concentrate for more than double that time, so 15 minutes when talking to his friends, but when listening to his female partner, he automatically, something else comes to his mind after 6 minutes and he's not listening. And the research claims finally prove that men do indeed have selective hearing when it comes to their female partners because they can listen better with their friends.
I can relate to this so much. Every day, Kelly's on her way home from work and she'll literally call me like 3 minutes away from the condo and I'm like, I only have so much time to do. I've only got 6 minutes, Kelly. Oh,
well,
are you
then
calling?
You should be able to give her the 3 minutes at least then. Save the 3 minutes, the other three for later, I guess. Anyway, you're not alone if that's the case, all right?
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.